Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Ben Huber, and I'm a missionary at Damascus where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from John chapter 6, verses 30 through 35. And today, my friends, it's going to be a good one. So buckle up if you're driving in your car. Go ahead and get yourself in a position, a posture to be undistracted, and let's enter into the Word of God here this morning. Amen. Amen. Let's begin the best way possible. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good and gracious God, we thank you so much for the gift of today. We ask that, Lord, you give us the eyes to see, the ears to listen, and the mouth to speak and proclaim the goodness of your Word here this morning. Give us a heart to receive, Lord, and a mind to apply all that you have in store for us here today. John chapter 6, verses 30 through 35 says this: "The crowd said to Jesus, 'What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat.' So Jesus said to them, 'Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world.' So they said to Jesus, 'Sir, give us this bread always.' Jesus said to them, 'I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst.'" John chapter 6, verses 30 through 35. Brothers and sisters, what an incredible passage here this morning that roots us in the bread of life. What is the bread of life? This, we know as Catholics, we believe it is the body, blood, soul, and divinity, our dearly beloved Jesus Christ, in and through the gift of the Eucharist. But let's break open this scripture passage here a little bit more. Reading again what the crowd said, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe? What can you do?" I think oftentimes in our day and our generation, we're looking for this sign. We're looking for this moment, this experience where God really shows up, and then we really and truly believe in the goodness of God. And I think what the Lord wants to invite us into this morning is, let us not be wandering like a vagabond. Let us not be looking here, there, and everywhere to find our purpose and passion or desire, but let us look to the bread of life, the person of Jesus, the one that will fully satisfy us completely. Like, think about that for a moment, that Jesus, in the beauty and gift of the Eucharist, the source and summit of our eternal life here and now, Jesus is the bread of life, and he alone brings us to this experience of completion, because he says, "I am the bread of life." How can we experience that bread of life each and every day? Well, first and foremost, it's through the gift of the sacramental life of the church, and formally the Eucharist, and all the other gifts that the sacraments present us with, like weekly confession, that opportunity to be free, set free from our sin. But what also gives us this bread of life, this person of Jesus? Well, it's the scripture, it's the word of God that's living and effective, that's sharper than a two-edged sword, that we can open up and receive God's word, his loving compassion for us. Where else can we find this bread of life? Well, it's in prayer. It's in this humble disposition and devotion to listening and receiving God's voice in prayer, us showing up and being faithful, us interceding on behalf of our own needs and that of our families, that of the church, that of the Pope. If we show up in the sacramental life, if we show up in daily prayer, if we show up and receive the word of God, that will allow us to receive that bread of life each and every day. This has been a scripture reflection on John chapter 6, verses 30 through 35. Again, my name is Ben Huber. Thank you so much to St. Gabriel for all the ways you have blessed us here at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless you.